Officials in Texas have confirmed that 20 people were killed and 26 others wounded when a gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart in El Paso, Texas, Saturday. Greg Allen is the chief of police in El Paso.
From this shooter, we have 20 confirmed fatalities, and we have 26 wounded.
El Paso Mayor Dee Margo says that the community of nearly 680,000 residents on the Mexican border will not be defined by the massacre.
Our community will not be defined by this senseless, evil act of violence. We will be defined by the unity and compassion we showed in the wake of this tragedy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, that is, called on all Texans to grieve with those who have lost loved ones and to offer whatever help is needed.
Black, brown, white, whatever your race may be, now is the time for Texans to come together, to support each other, to help these families in need, and to make sure that El Paso is going to be able to take a step forward that it needs to take.
The White House said that President Donald Trump has been briefed on the situation. The president said on Twitter he had spoken to Governor Abbott and had pledged the total support of the federal government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that, quote, our hearts ache for the families of those who were killed and the injured. Police say that one suspect, a 21-year-old white male from Allen, Texas, near Dallas, has been taken into custody and is currently being questioned. For the latest on this situation, go to our website. I'm David Byrd, and this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong to protest the territory's government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of Hong Kong against leader Carrie Lam. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin Saturday after some of them vandalized a police station. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests, which have been going on for 9 weeks now, have been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly have featured skirmishes between police and demonstrators. At least 600 people were arrested and several beaten with truncheons at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow calling for free elections on Saturday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation. The focus of the protesters' anger is a ban on a number of opposition candidates from taking part in a September election in Moscow. A number of the banned candidates are allies of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. On Saturday, Russian investigators said they'd opened a criminal investigation into the alleged laundering of 1 billion rubles, or $15.3 million, by an anti-corruption foundation he set up. Navalny and his allies say the foundation is transparently financed from public donations.
David Doyle of Reuters reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles in Asia. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
New Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range missiles in Asia. Missiles that, until Friday, were prohibited. The deployment would strengthen the U.S. position against a top military competitor, China.
And they have, I want to say that 80% plus of their inventory is INF range systems, so it's why that should surprise them that we would want to have a like capability.
Esper's arrival Saturday in Australia came just 2 days after North Korea conducted its third missile test in less than 2 weeks, firing what appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles capable of reaching Seoul or Tokyo. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
For more on these stories, including the latest from El Paso, Texas, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.